You're listening to SBS News.
First the drought, then the bushfires, now the pandemic. For many residents in the town of Cobargo, a feeling of sadness is still overwhelming. For survivor Zoe Salucci-McDermott, memories of the Black Summer bushfires are still fresh 6 months on.
There's a lot of depression and there's been some real sad events that have came from the fires, direct results. So the shock and the trauma is very much evident in all of us still. We've only just started that recovery.
The mother of two is living in a van after her rental home was destroyed. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's handling of the bushfire crisis had been roundly criticised. Ms Salucci-McDermott made international headlines for refusing to shake his hand when he visited the fire-ravaged town in the aftermath.
How are you?
I'm only shaking your hand if you give more funding to our RFS.
While many are grateful for the government's support they've received so far, some say it is not enough. But with a by-election for the Eden Monaro electorate this Saturday, now is a chance for residents like Ms Salucci-McDermott to cast their vote.
My message now would be, especially with this by-election looming on Saturday, is come and visit this area and see who's missing out. Come back and see how we're doing healing and recovery-wise, and then go from there.
Liberal candidate Fiona Cotfoys says she is focusing on delivering financial aid to those who need it most.
We don't have a single list of who was affected. So what happened was when people registered, they registered with the council, and that list hasn't been shared with other agencies. And what we need is to have a single list so that we can have face-to-face workers, case managers going out to each person affected and then supporting them to complete applications to make sure that they apply for what they're eligible for. There's still a lot of people who haven't applied for what they're eligible for.
The summer fires also place pressure on the coalition to take stronger action on climate change. But Nationals candidate Trevor Hicks says he isn't prioritising the issue.
The people need support from the government rather than to blame climate change. They need immediate support and they need to get overcome the COVID-19 and the restrictions that we've currently got in place, which is ruining our economy. I think there's more important issues than climate change right now.
On the coronavirus, the Prime Minister says the government is considering the next phase of economic support beyond JobKeeper, which is due to end in September. But Labor is urging the coalition to reveal its plan for the economy before this weekend's crucial by-election. It's an issue Labor candidate Christy McBain is passionate about.
People are rightly asking what's happening with JobKeeper. We've got a whole range of businesses right across this electorate that are really feeling the pinch, not only from the bushfires, but also with COVID now. And that's why we released a jobs plan really early about what are the local infrastructure pieces needed to actually help build our regional economies.
As the recovery slowly continues, the Cobargo community is starting to see hope on the horizon. For Ms Salucci-McDermott, hope comes in the form of her newborn baby, Phoenix.
I used to call this year, you know, the worst year that's happened so far, but I can't because he's one of the best things to ever happen. So, I mean, he's just been so amazing. He's been such a good baby, and out of everything, after all that's happened, if it wasn't for him, we'd be in a dark place.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.